Good evening, everyone. As your interim recording brother, I am faced with all sorts of interesting and challenging problems, not the least of which is sorting through the mail. Now, I'm assuming that that's what I do, and some of the mail is of a personal nature, so that's easy to direct it. Some of it is of an economic nature, has to do with bills and obligations of the ecclesia, and that's easy to deal with. A lot of it, however, is not particularly that easy to deal with because it's junk mail in a way, and I'm not sure that I need to come to an AB meeting with all the junk mail that's come in. You know, what are we going to do with this offer and that offer and the home hardware flyer and so on? Is this really relevant at all to the operation of an ecclesia? And so we make these decisions, and I'm sorry if I'm a little bit autocratic about that and throw some stuff out that you don't know about. I don't tell you about it. But tonight I have a problem because there is a package there from Purdy's Chocolates. And it consists of one chocolate bar and one chocolate Easter bunny. And I can't eat them for various reasons, not the least of which is that it raises all kinds of bad images, like Eli's sons, you know, dipping into the pot or something and taking advantage because you're the recording brother and eating the chocolate. So I can't eat it. And so some of you, before I leave this evening, perhaps could come up to me and say, this is what I think we should do with the chocolate, because I'll have to dispose of it one way or the other. I'd eat the Easter bunny under normal, because it's not that I have a thing against Easter bunnies, if they're chocolate and they're edible. But this one I'm going to have to leave alone. Now, I say that because it's true, and the package is back there, and please help me before I go. But I also say it because a chocolate Easter bunny is not something that Herbert W. Armstrong would have been particularly happy about. Or Santa Claus either. Does that go like this? Yeah. Now you say, well, we're talking about the times of Revelation, and here's the interim recording brother talking about Herbert W. Armstrong and chocolate Easter bunnies. Well, this is another little dilemma that I have. Evelyn and I, God willing, are going to leave in the morning to drive down to Palm Springs. And so as part of preparing for this, we kind of did a little search of the weather patterns. Because somebody phoned me and said, have you got skid chains for that truck of yours? And, you know, are you prepared for this and that? And we are, hopefully. But I went to the Weather Network, and on the right sidebar of the Weather Network channel on the Internet is a column for Google Ads. And the bottom Google ad was for a book on prophecy, End Time Prophecy, www.end-times.com, I believe. Now, this really interested me because I thought, well, Google is advertising Bible prophecy. Amazing. Well, of course, what happens is that you buy ad space on Google and it rotates. So it could go anywhere. It could end up on the Weather Network. It could end up on the top of some more undesirable web page. But I thought that was great because here's somebody that's written a book on Bible prophecy and it's advertised in a Google rotation on the Weather Network. And that might be something for our campaign committees to think about because it's certainly a way of getting things out there. I had to look at it because it just is something that I needed to follow up on. And it is advertising a book written by a gentleman by the name of Ronald Wienland, who lives in Edmonton, Alberta, who is